ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Good to see you, Gino. How are you?
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
Gino from Milwaukee.
This guy, I love this guy. I have loved this guy for a long time. Look at it. The energy, the yes. Positivity is unbelievable.
Smile, it's like, kind of,
it's like sunshine.
I love it.
Boy, you're like the sunshine of Milwaukee. That should be your name.
Yes.
The sunshine of Milwaukee.
It's funny you say that, because the opposite of sunshine would be Tommy Lee Jones. And I want to thank the listener who sent me a screen grab of the New York Times crossword puzzle. And one of the answers was, and? Thanks for thinking of me. Yes.
And?
Yes. Oh, man. I love that. Mila Kunis on Conan leads us off. When she was young, she was grounded a couple of times, you know, just being a mouthy kid. And she told Conan a story about her parents making her take the bus to that 70s show.
It happened twice. And they took my keys away.
Twice?
Yeah, twice.
What did you do to get grounded?
You know what? To this day, I probably talk back. Like, in my, you know, I come from a very old school family. So it doesn't... I was a very good kid, but you just don't talk back. Like,
right.
They took my car keys away. And the first time, my parents left me $1.25. where my car keys normally are, and they both went to work, and I woke up ready to go to my car and go to work, and then there was like $1.25, and I was like,
So you get on the bus, you take it to the lot, you get off in front of the lot, and you go in to be one of the stars of a TV show.
Yes, and guess who drove me home?
Was it Ashton?
Yeah. It was very sweet.
They're married now, of course. Live with Kelly and Ryan, James Corden. He talks about the time that his dad played saxophone in the back of the car. He was filming carpool karaoke with Michael Bublé. Now, James Corden's dad is closer to Bublé than he is to his own son.
Yeah, that was during a carpool karaoke we did with Michael Bublé. And my dad got in the back of the car and played saxophone. About 8 months after that carpool, Michael Bublé gets in touch with my dad directly and says, "These are the dates I'm in London. Let me know when you're coming. I'd love to see you."
Wow.
My dad turns up. He's whisked backstage. They have a little jam session on the saxophone. My dad helps Michael Bublé warm up his voice. They then take it out and do the show. And I actually think that, and I understand why. I think my dad prefers Michael Bublé to me, and I think that's true.
Maybe true. Maya Rudolph on the Kelly Clarkson Show. She says people always think she's pregnant.
The first thing is people always think I'm pregnant. I've only had 4 children, but, you know, compared to the amount of times that people thought I was pregnant, I should have like 24 at this point. I've got 4. I've got 4 wonderful children, so I'll take that. People always think, they're like, "And when you were pregnant," I'm like, "I wasn't pregnant, but hey, hey, it's a party."
Also, Maya Rudolph said somebody changed her Wikipedia page to say that she was a vegetarian.
I was staying at a hotel. I was making a movie, and I was like, "Oh, this is great." I woke up, I'm in a hotel, I'm like, "I'm gonna order bacon." And like, I was in Texas, and I was like, some side of some weird sausage that they made and all this stuff. And so I made my order. And then the room service person on the phone said, "I'm sorry, Miss Rudolph, aren't you a vegetarian?" And I was like, "Why do you think I'm a vegetarian?" They're like, "Oh, it says so on your Wikipedia page." I'm like, I don't know why anyone would take the time to write that. I'm not a vegetarian, but also who was like, "I'm going to sit at my computer today and just type random things that aren't true."
That is crazy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess it was a vegetarian who put it in there.
Yeah.
Also, one last one from Maya Rudolph. She told the story about asking Jimmy Fallon to get Prince to come up on stage during the after show, the 40th anniversary of SNL.
When I got upstairs, my friend Questlove said, "Prince is here." And I was like, "That's my goal for the night." And I grabbed Jimmy and I said, "Prince is here. You need to call him up on stage." Because I knew that if I said, "Hey, Prince, come on stage," it'd be like crickets. And I was like, "If anybody can do it, it's you, Jimmy. I want you to get on the microphone and say, 'Prince, if you're here, come up here.'" And he stepped away from me and I grabbed him back and I said, "But wait till the song is over. I don't want him to play on the song," because they were like jam into some blues song, and I was like, "Prince does not deserve this song."
Well, what? He doesn't deserve this song. That's my original.
And he went up and he was great.
He was phenomenal. Yeah. Chris Pratt is our final clip that we have here today. He gave 4 deployed servicemen and their families a sneak peek at his new movie, and he told them, I understand life that I live is, well, inside of a bubble, and you provide the protection for me. So
this is Chris Pratt here. I wanted to give a special Father's Day, happy Father's Day to our fathers who are deployed. And my very favorite part of this life that I've been blessed to be able to live and lead is to be able to openly show support for our men and women in uniform. You mean the world to me. I mean that. And I really appreciate the sacrifice. And I understand that the life that I live inside of a bubble of protection that you provide for me. So just know that don't take it for granted, and I'm living my dream, and I know that you're making that possible for me. So thank you.
Chris Pratt.
And a little sad news, something that happened in April but wasn't announced until yesterday. John Paragon, you may not know that name, but I bet you know this.
Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heiny Ho. Now, everyone at home, Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heiny Ho.
John B. the Genie from Pee Wee's Playhouse passed away in April. So.
How old was he?
66.
Every day that sounds younger.
I know. Mm-hmm. I got to see him on off-Broadway in the Pee Wee Herman show. He was John B. in it, and that was such a... What a show that was so imaginative that...
Oh, yeah.
I think any kid would look at that even today and like it, so...
And that is your Hollywood update.